Start the meeting. Before we start the meeting, seeing that we have such a large crowd, I just want to let you know the fire exits that are in the rear and to out that door and either probably just out that direction to your right. So based on that, we're going to salute the flag.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God,
I'd like to thank everyone for attending this meeting. So, we're going to start off by public comments. Anyone? Yes, sir.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
If the very unlucky thing happens that we are sued by an individual because of the accident, who will represent the village? Will it be covered by the insurance company that provides the liability coverage, or will the village be on the hook for the legal fees?
Can you, Dave Grunberg is going to be a little late, so can you ask that question when he shows up?
Okay, one other question.
Yes.
A couple of years ago I asked a question here at a meeting about the written procedure for pursuing people out of the village by the police department. The chief at the time indicated that there was a written procedure, that it was okayed by the insurance company, and that there was no problem with it. My question is, can I get, under the Freedom of Information Law, a copy of the procedure, written procedure? Will there be any problem with that?
I don't see a problem, but I think Guy might be able to answer that.
Okay, Guy.
Well, in terms of whether you can get a copy of it, I think it's a foilable thing. Yeah, I believe it's foilable, yeah. You can just
go. Well, I can get a copy of it all right, but I can read it here.
Right. I don't have one with me right.
No. That's not a problem.
I don't think there's a problem.
Okay.
Anyone else? Yes, sir.
I'd like to talk about the continuation of plowing on the four right-of-ways here in the village.
Okay.
Alter Alley, Muir Street, Kathleen Way, and Bulls Way.
Okay. Again, can you, Dave will be here, so he can address that issue also. I'm not trying to put you off, but he's just running a little late.
Sure.
So I'm hoping that you can hang out
right. And
re-ask that question.
All right.
Anyone else?
I don't have a question, but it's a comment about the same thing that gentleman was talking about, the plowing on the ways in the village.
Okay.
So you want me to wait until
later? Yes, please.
Okay.
Anyone else? Yes, sir.
I would like to hand these out to the board. The last meeting I just attended was nobody knew about this when the question was asked, so I made a copy so they would be aware of it.
Okay.
Thank you.
I think we're going to have to wait until, I just got this, so.
Yeah.
But we will get back to you on it. Anyone else? Okay, moving on. Approve the minutes of the previous meetings. December 11th, 2013, the board meeting. December 11th, 2013, the special meeting. And December 30th, 2013, special meeting.
I'll make a motion to approve all three. Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Next on the agenda is the approve the treasurer's report for May of 2013.
So in front of you, you have the AUD, which is your May report. It will not look like your operating statement. So each page will reflect each budget line in the review. And it gives you the whole fiscal year overview that Wendy submitted to OSC.
Okay.
And I believe you also have a written report from Wendy on her review of the records for that year.
Okay.
So that's what the May report looks like. So I'll make a motion to accept that.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed.
Do you want to read Wendy's report, or you just want to have that available?
Okay. It's available to anybody that wants it.
Okay. The December 2013, is your operating statement in front of you? There's one recoding that will need to take place, which is the workers' comp. And I will bring that up at the next meeting to recode the invoice. And that's the only difference here. So I'll make a motion to approve the May and December.
All in favor? Second? For the December, right?
For both. May and December, making a motion to accept both.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. Correspondence? The only correspondence that that I passed out to the board, and there are copies that I provided, not to everybody, because I didn't know how many people were showing up, is the electronic mail, and it's from the town of Nassau, and it's in regards to the Dewey Lawful Toxic Landfill. So if anybody would like to gain a copy of this, they're more than welcome. We can provide it.
Just so you know, Charlie, I added Dave Porter's an email tonight at 4:30.
To the street inventory. That's if the board wants to go forward to do that. I don't know what the board wants to do. But we need to have the board want to do that, and we need to have the people that live on these particular streets, alleys, sort of in unanimous agreement that that's what they want to do. And they got to understand that they're giving up, as she says, if you're getting the snow plowing and the maintenance, you're giving up, you know, not having her come over and watch birds in your front yard, you know?
I have birds in my own backyard.
Well, what I'm saying, you understand what I'm saying. The point you made was, if it's a public street, there's public access,
exactly.
And that is correct.
Exactly.
So that seems to be what we have to do.
Doesn't the village have maps of these? I used to work for the village. I plowed all these things.
The village
has
maps. The village has an inventory of streets that they file with DOT or whatever.
No, I don't mean filing. We had our own.
No, there's every year there's an inventory, and I just did that for DOT, and it was within the last couple of months that we sent the report in. I know that because I had Tony and Jay verify the streets, the lengths, the dimensions, and everything else because it is DOT wants that. So there is a record of that. I know that. Because we had to send it in to DOT.
Of the streets. Not the rest of it.
Whatever it has the state roads, it has the streets that, you know, everything that's within the confines of the village of Nassau is all documented by dimensions, lengths, and widths.
Yeah, but right of ways, alleyways.
I'm not sure because I wasn't looking for that. What I was looking for was to verify the dimensions on the existing streets. All right, but we can provide. I can get that information, and I can provide it to the board because I know we just sent it in.
Where the tower is, there's a right of way that goes up through there. But the right of way is to the right of Johnny Palmer's house. It's not the road it goes up through. It goes up to where it goes for the water line to come down with the hydrant across the road to come down through. That's where the right of way is. But Johnny Palmer owns half of that land, and Bob Woodchain owns the other half. To get to the tower for the water. There is no right of way on that side.
Right now, it's because the subject has been brought up. It's a complicated issue.
Right.
And again, I would suggest that, you know, we inform all the homeowners that are involved on these right of ways to let them know that they are a right of way. They're not dictated as a street based on the law.
Well, we used to have maps. They were on the maps.
I'm sure if I ask Tony and Jay, they can provide that for us.
Yeah.
Right.
So when you worked for the village, you maintained those roads?
Oh, we only bought them.
So
they were all dirt. There was nothing to maintain. It also happened to be like you said, a catch basin there or a water line or one across or, you know, for buffs we had to fix it, but that was to maintain the system and repair it and, you know.
I would recommend.
But we did plow.
I would recommend that we contact all homeowners on all 4, 5 right-of-ways, and just to let them know that based on this information that's being provided to the board, that it cannot continue.
So, Mayor, you're not going to file no more.
Based on the information, based on.
So I can.
Let me just say. Excuse me, huh?
I can fence my property off so that people are aware locked behind me.
I don't know where you live.
Walter Allen. If I fence my property off, people can't get to their house. If I got to maintain it, I don't want them using it. Now I got a lawsuit.
Do you own the property? Do you own the right of way?
I was under the impression that the village took care of it.
I didn't answer that question.
No. According to the woman over here, she says there's nothing in Rensselaer County papers that say we do own it.
It's not hard to find out, but I'm looking up.
Excuse me, but isn't Walter Alleyway like a part of a little rectangle?
It's a drive-through. The public uses it all the time. If I have to maintain it, I'm not going to let people draw up.
But my point is, it's a.
Can I make a suggestion as to how we might have seen
that? That goes through public.
Maxine, please. Okay.
I mean, I don't know that we do it in a meeting. I don't know if you want to. I mean, I'd be willing to come in and, you know, sit down and talk to people if you wanted it. You know, stagger it. I don't know. What do you think, Mark? You know what I'm saying? Like, people come in at, some people come in at 6, some people come in at 6:30. We can sit down. I mean, we don't have to do it in this format. We can just sit down here and see what people's attitude is. It'd be good if we could get everybody from each street at the particular meeting at the particular time. And then just talk to them. I mean, people must know this, right? I mean, people must know that this is going on, right?
They don't know yet.
Well, they will know once we contact them.
Yeah. I'm saying if you wanted to do it not like at a meeting like this, but we're doing other
things. Yeah, we can certainly do that.
Set it down for like, you know, 6 o'clock some evening, and then we just go forward with the different groups and see what people have to say.
But I'm not in favor of saying right now, guess what, next snowstorm, you guys are on your own. I'm not for that. Not until we have the sit-down meeting, it should be practice as we've been doing.
Yeah, I think that's tenable. You know, in other words, especially if we're moving in the direction of a street by prescription or taking it by dedication. I mean, obviously, there's you know, the controller. But what's the, you know, the controller? I
mean, yeah. Right, but I mean, you can't just cut this service off and by saying tonight, you know, next time it snows, you're on your own.
No, I don't disagree.
Right. I mean, I'm saying to the mayor, I'm not for it. I heard him saying that.
I think what we can do, I mean, it might take a little while to work out the legal stuff,
mm-hmm.
but if we wanted to schedule some meetings with folks, like let's say you wanted to take it on an evening and say, ask the folks from Mir to come in at 6, ask the folks from Bullish Way to come in at 6:30. The one that's, I don't know if people would come in. I mean, I think it's just kind of important. You know, you'd want to get the 4 or 5 people there at a table with all of us and say, what do you, you know, here's what we can do. What do you want? I don't know what this board's sense is. I don't know whether the board wants to go forward to try to continue this. I don't know what the consensus is here. I guess that's my question. But if people want to move in the direction of legitimizing the past practice, which only came to light, you know, because of what happened, then I think we ought to do that. We can do that in the next couple of weeks, and then we'll sort of know where we're going. And then, you know, maintain the status quo until we're, you know, it's not going to be that long. We get a meeting up before the end of the month, right? You know, before our next regular meeting, if people will come up. I mean, that's my suggestion.
All right. If it snows next week, where can I park my car to get off the Alter Alleyway? What public street, where can I park my car?
So this I'm
not snowed in. Where can I park my car?
You don't have a driveway?
I want to get out before. I want to get my car out. Is there a public something where I can park my car?
No, you can't.
Christine, I'm not in favor of you having to move your car. I'm thinking we should continue plowing. That's my
opinion. Well, in case you don't, where can I park my car?
I haven't got an answer for you.
What is the public zoning rules Can I park up on Fairview?
No.
You can't park on the streets in this town.
Tiny bit of Malden.
Park in my driveway if you want to walk from now.
Dave.
Yep.
Do we need a resolution to continue?
I think that'd be the wise thing.
Okay, and then shut up meetings? I mean.
Yeah.
Because
I think you do a resolution saying temporarily as these things are vetted.
I want to support a resolution stating that each homeowner be given a letter stating our position and that we will continue to pile it until this situation is resolved either by accusation of the road or something in that matter, because we can go on all night here, okay?
Yeah, and then we'll move forward quickly to try to resolve these issues.
We kind of have to make a decision somewhere, but...
Excuse me. Just one word of thought. Speaking to the New York State Department of Transportation, they claim that once a town, village, or state acknowledges a road by a sign, a street sign, and maintenance, they are obligated to continue that service. Any off-street services are strictly under the discretion of the town. So if the town feels obligated or wants to use Van Dusen's driveway for a turnaround to plow Mare Street, that's all under the village. That's your discretion. As far as removing the after you once acknowledged it, is against the law.
What's your resolution, Randy?
I don't know, ma'am. I didn't quite understand what you were saying.
Well, I heard what Randy said. You wanted to send a letter to the residents with our position. I don't think the board has one yet,
right,
but
no.
I mean,
so I'd be sending,
send a letter with the issue.
A resolution to the residents on each of these disputed alleys or streets.
Mm-hmm.
Stating that this legal issue has been raised,
mm-hmm.
and it appears these are not acknowledged or inventory village streets,
mm-hmm.
and we'd like to talk to them. I mean, I'm here. You can send me a long copy of the memo. Because it's got a look at it.
Well, what Terry was just saying is, so we continue to apply. I don't understand what Terry was
Terry
saying.
Said, what Terry said was, if you acknowledge that it's a street, then it's a street, and it's illegal that you then not acknowledge it's a street.
So it would be a moot point, that's what she suggested.
So,
yeah, I don't think that's quite an accurate description of what's going on.
All right, so, Dave, can you just run by the resolution again, please?
Yeah, why don't we resolve to send every homeowner on these streets that are set forth in the memo notice that this issue has come up about the propriety of continuing to plow their streets because they're not official village streets, and that we wish to discuss with them how this can be resolved going forward, and we'd like to meet with them. However we want to set this up, whether, you know, do we want to have one meeting with everybody, or
I think that would probably be the best scheduled time.
But let's do it for a time, you know, not a regular village board meeting. Do it in the next couple of weeks. And that, you know, during the interim until this issue is resolved,
mm-hmm.
we're going to continue to plow those streets.
Okay.
Someone want to second resolution?
I'll second that.
All in favor of Dave's resolution?
It's
Randy's resolution.
Does that mean we're taking, if we're plowing it until this is resolved, does that mean we're taking ownership of it?
No.
Yeah, that's
because this issue has come up.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. So I just, yeah. Guy, you
already made the motion. Yeah. I second.
All right. All in favor of the resolution?
Aye.
Aye.
I have
hold
it.
Hold on.
No.
Okay. So Randy and Guy?
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, are you guys allowed to vote on this? Are you abstained?
No.
Is it a conflict? Okay. Let me know what's going on.
No, we all agree. I'll send you the one.
Okay.
Okay, next order of business is what I brought up to the village board is shared services. I'd like to start and generate some dialogue again with the town of Nassau for shared services for the local government. there's incentives out there by Governor Cuomo, in regards to downsizing a lot of the local governments, particularly on some of the shared services would be code enforcement, animal control, and possibly the highway department. I know that the town of Nassau has expressed not an interest in the police department or the water department. So I think the last time that we had one meeting, which was maybe 2 years ago, with the town of Nassau, there was myself, Heather, and Lori. So what I'm going to do is contact Dave Fleming and try to see if there's still an interest in the shared services for the local government. There might not be. I'm not sure.
In regards to the water department, okay, I know they didn't want to have anything to do with the water department, but that's okay because you can make a water district. Okay, that's not a big hurdle to go through.
Okay.
It would be considered a water district, just like they have a sewer district.
You have a streetlight district, too.
Right. So I don't think it could be done. It would be a water district like we retain now.
All right.
So there are possibilities.
If there's any interest by the town of Nassau, and the email traffic that I'm going to send to Dave, will certainly be provided to the rest of the board for their comments, input. In this book here, they stress, to bring anybody and everybody on board in the initiative of trying to do something like this. So I'm hoping that by the next meeting, there could be some information as to if the town of Nassau might be interested. That's all I have for that. Is there any other new business? No? Okay. Before we go to the resolutions, I'd like to open the floor up one more time for public comment. Maxine?
Yes, quickly, just to enlarge just a bit on your point about consolidation and taking steps to shared service. That was brought up in the Governor's State of the State. And his sentiment was echoed also by James Skelos, who was the Republican co-leader of the Senate. There's a two-part plan over 2 years. In order for municipalities and villages, and some of the board members weren't aware, as expressed last month when I mentioned this, according to the governor's plan, it's a two-year plan for municipalities to be eligible for the tax freeze credit. The government has to stay within the tax cap, and as the mayor has mentioned, it has to be taking active steps towards consolidation of services. The other thing I wanted to mention, I wanted to have downloaded information, but my computer is on the fritz. On the website, nycom.org, which is New York Council of Mayors.org, if you click on resources, you will see a whole list of grants that are available for municipalities, a whole list, covering all kinds of services, covering roads and waterways and sewage and drainage and repairable buildings, list upon list of grants that are available. So I suggest that board members be aware of what grants are available, as I had mentioned once or twice before in meetings, and see if we can qualify for any, just as our police department has qualified for grants on their police cars, and there were a couple of the grants that you spoke of. So we can continue along that vein. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Charlie, I'd like to make a comment about shared services. We've been sharing services with the county for years. We have not hired an engineer for 10 years. That county's been doing all of our engineering and saves us a lot of money on the highways, drainage, and everything.
And I'll also resonate that we're sharing services with Rutherford County for the health insurance.
Well, we can go a step further.
Also, community. We also need to reach out.
Instead of doing that, why don't we just vote to do away with the village, you still have a splinter.
Dick.
Because you're going to wipe
Dick.
It.
Dick.
But I didn't speak. I have the floor. Because you're going to wind up with a splinter government, a little piece of the pie is going to be left. This is the village you're in.
Well, according to the governor, that's exactly what he says is the reason for the highest tax rate in the country is right here, upstate New York, because of 10,500 small municipalities that can't really pay for the services that they have to pay to outlay. So, just echo what the governor said. Thank you.
Dick, there's nothing. It was an idea. It was part of my platform when I ran as mayor. Okay.
Yeah.
You brought up the same points as you are now, and I understand that. Okay. Yeah. All I'm saying is that, you know, this isn't going to happen overnight. The board might not agree about it, and the village residents might not even agree, and maybe even the town might not agree. But it's worth pursuing to see how the residents of the village can ultimately save some kind of money. I mean, that's all it is. It might not even happen. I think we should open up the dialogue and see. But to just take a negative attitude and say, we're going to splinter this, we're going to splinter that. I don't know that. You don't know that. And it might not even materialize. All I'm saying is, let's open the door up and see what happens. And ultimately, it's going to be up to the village residents. They're the ones that are going to say yes or no. It's not going to be up to the board. We can present all the information, good, bad, and different, but it's going to be up to the village residents to say, yeah, we might want, maybe it'll work, or maybe it won't work. So that's all. And it's not going to happen overnight. You know, if it happens by budget 15, 16, might be a possibility. All I'm saying is let's try to open the door up and see if everybody's for it. Maybe they're not. Maybe the town's not. And everybody, when I say that, I will email everybody, whatever I email to the town, you know, you people will be CC'd. That's all. Any other public comment?
That meeting we had there a couple weeks ago about that tax, how you did that up, that's just in case you needed it?
Yes.
That isn't...
No.
I mean,
no.
They don't know about that. That's what I'm saying. But it's not going to make us ineligible for...
No. I think it's required by law, right? So that we have to... Every municipality has to do that. So... Bill, Margaret, I'll get to you.
I'll address this question today since you wasn't here when I said before. If the village is sued because of the accident that occurred several years ago, who will provide legal services?
Which
is that the responsibility?
The one that you just, the old guy attended.
What do you mean, who will provide legal services?
Will that be provided by the insurance company?
Yeah.
It will be.
It has been. I mean, well, I can just talk about that.
Yeah, go ahead.
The village is being sued by a young woman named Hilton, who was injured in an accident purportedly involving Nassau Village Police. And that case is that she was grievously, grievously injured. I mean, she's a quadriplegic, she's a paraplegic, and very limited use and a very limited situation, sad situation. So she sued the village and the town. We're the only defendant left standing, basically. And our lawyer, who's our insurance company lawyer, filed what's called a motion to dismiss in Supreme Court. He said, even if you take everything together, the plaintiff can't prove that the village was in any way negligent. In other words, there shouldn't even be a trial because there's no tribal issue of fact. The judge below, the Supreme Court judge named Patrick McGrath, rejected our argument, our lawyer's argument, and said, no, this case should go to trial. So our lawyer, who's a lawyer named Robert Cook, the insurance company lawyer who represents us, filed an appeal, and that appeal was argued yesterday in the appellate division, which is the mid-level appeals court. And I went over and Guy went over and we watched the appeal, and both lawyers are very talented. Our lawyer's real good. I'm real happy with him. and the plaintiff's lawyer is Ed Ryan. You've seen him on TV. But in this appellate appearance, he had John Casey. I don't know if you know Jack Casey. He's the author. He's the son of our former Supreme Court Justice, John T. Casey, Jr. And there are four, you'd make this argument in front of four judges, and it's always hard to know how judges are going to decide. But I would say that two of the judges were expressing more skepticism about our position, saying that the lawsuit should be dismissed. And one of the judges was expressing skepticism about the other side. So I don't know what your sense was, Guy. And I expressed this in a memo to the board. I'm not sure that we prevail in this appeal. The problem is, if we don't prevail on the appeal, then the case will be set down for trial. We have $2 million in coverage. And after that, we're on our own, which is a very scary thing in this case. You know, obviously that's something that's going to have to be negotiated. The insurance company doesn't want to put up $2 million. But we want the case settled. So we'll know in about 6 to 8 weeks what the court decides, whether it goes to trial or whether we're over and done with. But I think our guy, so the insurance company's paying all of our legal expenses up to date, and we'll pay for the attorney at the, you know, at the trial, and will indemnify us to the tune of $2 million. The exposure here is this woman, according to what Bob told me, is this woman has roughly $25,000 a month in medical and care expenses. I mean, she is devastated. So, you know, so that's where that is. That's a pretty, it's a somber thing, to put it that way. But hopefully it'll be resolved in a way that doesn't damage us too terribly badly, either by victory in the appellate court or some sort of resolution at trial. He's cautiously optimistic that at trial he can defeat it, because it does seem, the plaintiff's case does seem pretty thin in terms of liability. But the question is, even if it's thin, it's going to be a tremendously sympathetic victim, I think. And that's, you know, sort of what it says on. That's where that is.
Margaret?
Yes. When Trustee Clark was getting the report on the Treasurer's report, she was talking about the 2013 AUD. And she said Ms. Ashley had a written report. Can we hear that written report?
Sir? This is, report was by Wendy Ashley. The finances of the village for the period of 2011 through May of 2013 were not accurate in several areas. The village's portions of employee taxes were charged entirely to the general fund when there were payroll expenses in the water fund as well. Expenditures were charged directly to the contingency account, which was not allowed. Budget adjustments were not done on a monthly basis, thereby preventing the board from having a true picture of the village's finances. The bank accounts, although balanced, were never balanced to the books. There were several capital accounts set up that do not meet the definition for that type of an account. Many of the records were not available and had to be obtained from other sources. There is a very large amount of funds in the trust account that is due back to the general fund. This is due to unusual transactions that were never resolved. Then she goes on, you have been provided with a copy of the 2013 AUD that I submitted on behalf of the village. This represents the treasurer's report for the month of May, and all the treasurer's reports have been submitted and approved. If at any time there are any questions regarding the village finances, feel free to contact me. Wendy Ashley. There's no other public comments. We'll move on to the resolutions. First resolution, the Village of Nassau, pursuant to Section 15-1183, the election law, will not have a village registration day. Anyone wishing to vote in the March 18, 2024 general election must be registered with the County Board of Elections by March 7, 2014.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Second resolution is identify polling place as the Village Hall, 40 Malden Street, Nassau, New York, 12123. Polling must be open from noon to 9 p.m.
Second.
All in favor of the resolution?
Aye.
Aye. Third resolution, publish completion of the assessment roll in the record.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
All in favor of the third resolution?
Aye.
Aye. And the fourth resolution, appoint Judy Scotia and Joanne Hart as village election inspectors.
Make a motion.
Second.
All in favor of the fourth resolution?
Aye.
Aye. Having said that, there's no further resolutions. We're going to audit the bills. Bills number 235 through 263 in the amount of $17,561.33 in the general fund and $1,908.94 in the water fund.
I'll make the motion.
All in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion to adjourn.
I'll second. All in favor of adjournment?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.